Track 11, Restaurant of the Year. This month we meet the team at the Steam Packet in Norwich, who were double winners at the Norfolk Magazine Food and Drink Awards, scooping the Best Newcomer and Restaurant of the Year awards.
Jacob Emerson, chef patron of the Steam Packet in Crown Road, Norwich, and managing director Ellen Grove, met at the Anchor Pub in Morston when they were 18. After a couple of years, they went on to manage the pub, Ellen front of house and Jacob in the kitchen, under Harry Farrow and Rowan Glennie. They then moved to London, where Jacob was sous chef at Quo Vadis for 2 years, and then head chef at Little Duck, the Picklery. And Ellen worked at Rochelle Canteen before returning to Norfolk. Ellen answers our questions. Now, what was the vision for the Steam Packet?
We knew that one day we wanted to leave London and move back to Norfolk, where we grew up. We were just waiting for the right opportunity, and that came when we saw the Steam Packet for sale. We could see the potential, a small pub at the bottom, an intimate restaurant on the first floor, and accommodation for us above. It was an ideal setup. It was a diamond in the rough, very rough, and took us and family a long time to get it back to where it is now.
What's on the menu?
Jacob has always found working in restaurants for long periods of time difficult, as menus can get dull when they're cooking the same dish day in, day out. So our vision with the restaurant was to have a menu that completely changed every single week, making it not only fun and interesting for the chefs, but also for our customers. We have some regulars who eat here every week, as they know the menu will be completely different. Some things will even change day to day, and we also have specials such as steaks and pies. This isn't the easiest way of running a kitchen, but we love it. Two things that have stayed the same since day one are our prawn toast and our Guinness bread and butter, both of which would generate uproar if we ever removed them.
Now, which local producers and suppliers do you work with?
We work with lots of local producers and suppliers, and we are constantly finding more like-minded people and businesses to work with. We get whole British lop pigs and Norfolk horn sheep from Thatched House Farm in Norton Subcourse on the Broads, where Richard and Vic take immense care and pride in the animals they breed. Local vegetables and fruits come from Sole Moor Market Garden, Goodery and Charlie's Leaves. We also source from Ammon Seafoods in Bury St Edmunds, get fish and game from Howard and Son, and local cheeses and butter from the Cheese Truckle. We are very excited to start working with Ali Cargill at Pitt Farm, who has a small herd of less than 30 belted Galloway cattle near Gunton. We're very lucky to have such excellent produce in our area.
So what are the challenges of running a hospitality business?
Well, no part of running a hospitality business is easy, especially nowadays. However, I think the most difficult thing has been price rises. I don't think any aspect of hospitality hasn't increased, from energy, food, alcohol and tax to waste collection. Another difficulty was building our business from the ground up. It has taken us a long time to build up a loyal customer base. It wasn't the nicest pub around when we took over, and it had been closed for a long time. So getting people in the door was difficult for the first year or two. We are very lucky to have such a fantastic team. All of them work hard every day to give our customers excellent hospitality.
Do you have any particular restaurants and chefs that you admire?
We admire lots of chefs and restaurants and have taken inspiration from many in our industry, notably Margot and Fergus Henderson of St John and Rochelle Canteen, Jeremy Lee of Quo Vadis, and Shun Tommy from the legendary Shiki in Norwich. We take our hat off to anyone who can run a restaurant for more than 20 years and still have the energy and enthusiasm that Shun does.
So if somebody has an idea for a food or drink business, what advice would you give them?
Our advice to someone looking at venturing into this industry is, are you 100% sure? And if so, stick to your vision. Lots of people will tell you what you should or should not be doing, but follow your gut and don't lose focus of your own goal.
So how did it feel to hear your name read out on the night twice?
It felt amazing. We thought we might have had a shot at Best Newcomer, but to get the Restaurant of the Year too was mind-blowing and was quite a shock, to be honest.